And the Rebbe says that in order to accomplish this job of transforming the world into a place in which godliness is revealed, but not just that godliness is revealed, but that godliness becomes a permanent state. That's the whole idea of building the Mishkan and then the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately the third Beis HaMikdash. The idea is that we had plenty of times when godliness is revealed. The job is to make that the revelation of godliness is a permanent state of affairs in the world. The Rebbe says in order to accomplish this job, you need to have two ingredients. You need to have a power from above that's higher than the world to bring the godly revelation into the world. You need a second ingredient as well. You need the ability to bring that revelation into the world in such a way that it becomes a part of the world itself. So you need a revelation that's completely above the world to bring the godly revelation down into the world. You also need the power to be able to work from within the world and transform the world itself into such a way that the world itself becomes a suitable place. And for the world itself, what becomes the normal state is the revelation of godliness becomes its normal state. The Rebbe says that this title of Isha Elikim, that Moshe Rabbeinu has these two elements in him, and on the one hand he's a man, he means very much a part of this world. On the other hand, he's a godly being, so he has in him both these elements. So that is this inyan of that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that is able to bring the godly revelation down into the world, to connect, to bring the godly revelation down into the world, and to work within the world itself so that the world itself becomes a suitable place for this godly revelation. And in turn, through Moshe Rabbeinu, all Jews are granted that path through their connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, also because there's an element of Moshe Rabbeinu in each Jew as well. So every Jew is given this power and this ability.